Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hey, good evening, and welcome to Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott here today on the 26th of June, 2025, 6:05 in the evening, or as we say, 18:05 in the evening. And like I said, I'm here with Ted, and Perry's in Montana.
Perry's in Montana at a competitive bow, some sort of bow shooting tournament.
Look at this, look at wearing sunglasses.
Oh.
I mean, you're
cool.
Joe Cool.
I'm cool, Joe Cool. My sunglasses on still.
What are you drinking, that Bang stuff?
Yep. Bang. It's the only thing a gun instructor should drink. Bang.
Bang. Bang Energy. Yeah, I drank a couple of those when I was with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't drink those.
It's no big deal.
No. But I don't drink.
I mean, you're in the.
It made me feel.
You understand caffeine, sure.
Woo. We lived on it.
What do we got to wait for the first break till we get a bourbon, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to have to. I was on the phone with some guy from back east.
You were talking to Donald J. Back east?
I was talking to his chief of staff.
Okay. He's asleep on Air Force One going somewhere.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, he was asking if we wanted to go with him and, you and I. And
I told him I had class this weekend. I can't do it.
I told him, and I said, maybe we can take a rain check. And he said, sure, you know, the Don would be upset. But, you know, he gets upset anyway. I'm pretty sure we'll be on True Social tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Carl and Ted can't go with me. Oh, yeah, much more important.
Well, you know, it's kind of irritating, that East Coast, West Coast thing. He always calls me, like, extra early in the morning.
Gosh.
What are you doing? I'm like, I'm trying to sleep, Mr. President.
Well, you know what else, too? I mean,
I want to talk to you about this thing going on.
When does he sleep?
He doesn't sleep, man. Well, you know what? He sleeps on Air Force One. That's what happens, is they just put him to bed. He travels all night, gets up. He's like a rock star.
I've got three or four things.
Let's hear it.
I want to talk about
tonight. All right.
And the first one is what happened last Saturday. The attack on the, it was last Saturday, right?
Yeah, well, we obliterated him.
Yep. And the thing that really confounds me is this, that news media wants to immediately jump in. No, I didn't. There's nothing's going to happen. I mean, it was very, very negative, instead of waiting for the final reports to come out or anything like that. I mean, you've got Israel, our U.S. intel, and the Iranians are saying they got hit hard.
Well, you know, I'm gonna tell you what I first heard that, you know, low probability report that came out, right?
Yeah.
That was leaked.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you what I told them. They're in a ceasefire and Iran's coming to the table. I don't care if we missed and knocked over a fire hydrant. They're on their way to the table.
Gotta do something happened. Besides blowing camels up.
Something happened. And, so I don't care about that.
And if that ceasefire and the ceasefire's held so far.
Well, what happened was, you know, they're typically Southwest Asian. They're typically, you know, yeah, sure, we'll get a ceasefire. Hey, push a button one more time.
Well, yeah, and
we're not going to end with them hitting us last. Push a button one more time. Well, I'm going to push the button one more time too.
The other thing too is, you know, I can see where the Israelis probably have a much better control of their assets than the Iranians do.
Oh, yeah.
But here, I mean, you got to expect that. Okay, it's supposed to start, you know, start right now. You know, a few hours go by and they're still doing things. You got
to
kind of expect give it 24 hours. Well, and it stopped.
Sure, yeah. Well, it's got to stop, you know. But here's the thing. Honestly, now, you said you had three or four things, so let's just talk about this one for a second.
Yeah. No.
Do you think, just opinion, I don't expect, you know, for you to win a peace prize on this or anything. Do you think that you can expect a peaceful Iran unless you have a regime change?
No.
Well, that's what I think, too.
But. Yeah. Well, here's the other thing.
I mean, I think that,
here's the other
I've been
thing
there.
About
You've been
this.
There, too. They don't change.
They don't quit. They train.
No. The only reason you got them to the table because you made it hurt. Make it hurt some more if you want them to be peaceful, but you don't have enough time in your life to make it hurt enough for those people.
Let's use a good example of this is Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein had the whole world against him.
Oh, yeah.
The whole world. And everybody was saying, oh, he's going to capitulate. He'll pull out. One of our old guys in the intel sitting there smoking a cigarette, and he goes, no, he won't. And everybody looks at him. He goes, he's not going to do that. First of all, anybody that's ever disagreed with me kills. And he thinks that he can do this. And even though everybody with any type of common sense knew that they would be destroyed, just like it happened, but he didn't back up. And that's what's, and that's where you have to, you know, that's where he gets into the leadership mentality that they only have people around them that agree with them. Now, is it time for a regime change? Who knows what's going to happen? But the one thing that I don't understand what people are saying is, don't you understand they were going to have a nuclear weapon?
Right.
They were going, it may not have been next week. It may not have been 2 or 3 months from now. But at some point, they almost had the uranium. They had the delivery systems. And by the way, that delivery system could be a truck or a van.
Yeah.
And the only thing they were trying to do was then they had to build the device. Now that was going to take a while. Doesn't mean they can't import people in and all those things. But at some point they were going to have it. And do we want Iran to have a nuclear capability?
Absolutely not.
Nobody in the world wants that.
No. No.
If you notice that none of the Middle Eastern nations have said anything.
Oh no, they're glad they're not going to have one either.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, it's like a felon with a firearm.
Yeah.
If you're a felon, you got one of two choices. You can go back to court and solicit to get those rights back, or you can just not have a firearm. They don't change their stripes. The only way you can change their stripes is to make it hurt, which Israel and the United States did. Then they decide, well, we'll come to the table and talk about this. But they're only coming to the table to talk about it while they're trying to put the thing back together.
Of course.
I mean, that's as dumb as you could be, right? I saw that they did a no-knock probation check on some dude right here in Reading on Verta Street. They found a full safe full of guns in that felon's bedroom.
Well, here's the other thing. I look at it like this.
Come on,
you've got a next-door neighbor says, I'm building my truck to kill you. And he tells you that all the time.
Yeah.
And you watch him over there building the truck. He's putting bars on the front of it. He's putting all this stuff on, and he's looking over at you, and he's flipping you off and saying, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. As soon as I get this truck finished, I'm going to drive across here. I'm going to wait till you come out, and I'm going to run over you. So your choice is you call the cops, and the cops go, well, I mean.
He can build whatever truck he wants.
The second America. Choice is you go over there, and you blow the truck up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened.
You just blow the truck up, and he'll go, I'm going to rebuild it. Go on and do it. And then every time he rebuilds to a certain point, you blow it up again. I mean, this can go on for a century.
It has been going on.
It's been going on for 50 years.
Yeah, it has been going on. Yeah. And you got to realize this. I got to tell you, them damn Israelis, that Mossad, they're something. I mean, they are something.
You know what? You don't see too many Mossad writing books.
No.
Afterwards.
They do not.
You got CEOs,
it.
You got Delta, you got CIA guys, you got, you know, all these people writing books. You don't see Mossad writing books.
Someone from Delta wrote a book? Who?
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. I know SEALs
have. I don't think so.
Oh, Delta may not have.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Yeah. They got to sign that away. They cannot do that.
Well, SEALs, I thought, had to also.
Yeah, but they do not. They write a lot of
books. Yeah, they write a lot of books. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I haven't seen one. I'll have to look it up.
You know who else never writes books are those PJ, those jumpers in the Air Force.
Rescue jumpers?
The PJs?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty hard, too. I haven't seen very many
books
written by them.
They're not a tier one, are they?
Oh, yeah.
The PJs are a tier one?
Yeah, because they manage the air assets for those operators.
Okay, for that, man. But I meant the people on the ground aren't tier one.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I remember going over and training their PJs
those
on teams, patrolling.
Those teams of PJs get opconned to these tier one groups, and they go.
To bring them to
manage
the
air
assets. Manage the air assets, yeah.
They jump in with them, and, you know. But anyway, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't make
My
any
point
difference.
Is, remember I told you to watch that movie a long time ago? I think it's called Munich. But I'm not all the way sure.
Yeah, it's about Mossad taking out
the terrorists from the Munich Olympics. Did you see that?
I did see that.
That's a fantastic.
They've got
movie.
A long memory, but you know what? I equate that into us getting Bin Laden.
Oh yeah,
we have a long memory too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I said that one time when I was addressing some people that no matter what you do, if you kill Americans, that we're gonna someday May not be right away, but someday someone's going to kick in your door and put a 5.56 round into you.
Oh, there's no question. You can live. You can look over your shoulder the rest of your life. If it's an American you killed, I promise you, they got Americans trying to plan your demise right now.
They're looking for you. They're looking for you.
Well, you know, let's go all the way back. You know what started this whole thing, right? October 7th. They just went right up the chain, man. They started with the Hamas and moved to
Hezbollah.
Then the Houthis, and then right into Iran.
Islamic Brotherhood, they hit Syria, they hit Lebanon, and what they did is they took out all of their surrogates. And so then the only thing left then was Iranians. And then they started after. The part that really interested me when you talk about great intel and information to go after somebody, they got 15 of their scientists in one hit,
one shot.
15 of them, of their top scientists, are the ones that were going to put it together into a fissionable bomb.
That is an intelligence organization right there.
Wow.
Hey,
anyway, we got to take a break. Okay, finish your thought.
I'm going to finish my thought.
Finish your thought.
You should go on YouTube. I love YouTube, you know. And you should search, you know, I mean, you could tell what's, you know, crap and what's not. How they pulled off the pager deal.
Oh, yeah. That's another one.
Go on YouTube and search how they pulled off the pager deal.
Here's a pager. Oh, by the way, we're going to call you at some time. It's going to blow up in your chest.
It's half full of C4. Sorry.
And it took them, from what I understand, that operation went on for like almost a year.
Yeah,
because they had to find the pagers. Then they had to
get someone in the supply chain of the pagers. Yeah. Then they had to get someone who could pack the pager with explosives and leave half of a rechargeable battery. Think about how much they were complaining about how they had no battery.
Yeah, they were like, "Oh, my battery's going down again."
Typical, just like my iPhone.
Okay, we got to take a quick break. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, man up. We'll be right back.
You'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
What shall we do about them?
A
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Welcome back to Man Up with Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. Perry's in Montana doing something. What?
Shooting a bow for competition. Something, oh, okay. For Mossy Oak. He's up there with Mossy Oak doing something.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's up there hanging out with the big wigs, you know.
Yep. Okay, so we just finished declaring, we're talking about the a strike on Saturday and questioning why people were, you know, so negative about it.
Well, because they got to have something to talk about. What are they going to talk about?
It's obviously. So what else is going on with you?
I mean, could you imagine MSNBC saying, man, there's a peace accord being struck by Donald Trump? You know, the guy that never sleeps? They're not going to say any of that. They're going to say, oh, here comes ICE.
He also got Uganda and Rwanda, I think, to the peace tables, too.
Yeah.
So... yeah, anyway. Yeah, you're right, because, and then, okay, this is good stuff.
I love
we
good
have
stuff.
We have a security company, and we changed over to a new security company. So, I was having a question about, because it has the voice, back door is open.
Back door is open, right?
Well, Linda goes, can we get it to chime? So the guy that put it in wasn't there. He's coming back again next week. And so I call the company. And I'm thinking her name was Amanda. Amanda was got to be one of the nicest people you ever meet. And she as Linda's sitting there, she's going, you must be kidding me. Because she had one of those... how can I help you?
Yeah.
I mean, just like that. It was like, well, I'm trying to get the chime to work. So she walks me through it. So the chimes are working. And then, they had another question. And, so she gets me over to another guy in there who's just as nice.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. So everybody I've been talking to lately on the phone, you know, trying to, you know, get some things done.
Yeah.
Like I called, TriWest. I had a question about TriWest.
Yeah.
Nicest lady on the phone, and it's like, wow, what's going on? You know, and they were all Native American speakers.
Oh, right,
sure. Yeah, so you could understand, and you didn't have to go up and down, and which I found it really quite...
refreshing.
Yeah, refreshing is the word, because when's the last time you talked, you know, when you talk to a service rep, they're from the United States.
Right, not very often.
Not very often, buddy.
Well, that's the tariffs in action right there, you know. So, I mean, it really is, right? I mean, think about it. But, you know, inflation, almost non-existent, wages up 2%. Let me see, what else is good? Oh, we're starting to... deport all these criminal illegals that came across the border. I mean, things are looking pretty good out there. Besides, you know, the vice mayor of Cudahy, California, calling the gang members out to fight ICE.
When I saw that, I thought,
you are getting to a new level of low.
You should never drink and then get on whatever thing she was
especially
on.
Especially as an elected official.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And she named the gangs.
Oh, yeah.
That was the part.
18th Street Gang.
Oh, she named the gangs. Yeah. You're coming out there defending your neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah. You act like you're somebody, but you're not. Where were you? Oh, that's a good idea, lady. Have you seen them, ICE agents? They're tired of playing, man.
No, they are.
I mean, when they started out, they were kind of nice, but they are flat out.
Well,
the
number of assaults on ICE agents have risen like 500%.
And that's just too bad.
And then when you see things like,
but you know
policemen
what? I'll tell
trying
you
to deal with one, you know, one person, and then like two other people come in and start pushing. Where is the other, I saw this other policeman pushing these other people away.
just don't push them. Spray them.
Yeah, hit them with that spray, man.
Hit them with the spray, and then handcuff them. And then those, because that's
assaulting
a felony.
Assaulting a police officer.
That's a felony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But the, I guarantee you this, Carl, as bad as it looks for ICE right now, I promise you their recruiting is up. That looks like something a young man, you know, if I was a young man, when I was doing my thing in the Army, that'd be something I'd want
to
do.
Imagine trying to recruit for the Border Patrol 4 years ago or 3 years ago or
no
2 years ago. There's nobody that wanted to do it. They're much just to protect the border.
I mean, could you just imagine trying to put together the Democratic Party, to put it back together?
Well,
I mean, talk about blown up.
Well, this is now one of their new leaders, is the guy that just won.
Oh, yeah, please.
The Democrat primary in New York, who is an avowed socialist. He calls himself a Democratic socialist, but it's still a socialist. Who has gone for defunding the police, said he'll arrest Netanyahu. If he ever comes to New York, free bus, free child care, rent control, and then city-run grocery stores.
Right. Well, that's
plus
a grocery store I want to go to.
Plus he's anti-Semitic, and he's very vocal about it. He goes, oh, no, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm anti-Zionist. Well, it's hard to tell from when
call
you're
it
talking.
What you will.
Call it with, you know, it's, I mean, but the majority... The majority in the primary voted for him, so it'll be real interesting to see what happens in the big election. What happens?
It'll be fun to watch anyway. It's always good theater.
Yeah,
these politicians have figured out the theater, man.
So your leadership of the Democratic Party is going to be AOC and this guy. You know,
going. She can't even tell you what 2 times 2 times 2 is. I heard she made a hell of a Manhattan though before she got elected.
Yeah, well, that may have helped.
George Washington liquored them up, too.
They all do.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing now? I mean, guys, you're teaching all the time.
Not really. I'm just, I'm trying to teach all the time because, you know, I've got expensive habits. I bought a boat Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What kind?
Just a little fishing boat to get around the river and a lake, to help me explore my world better. Take the dog with me.
You bought a boat.
It's a little, well, it's not exactly a chick magnet, but you know, it's a 12-foot fishing boat with a two-stroke 25 manner on the back.
Do you have like a little steering wheel, or is it a tiller?
Oh, tiller steer, man, like swamp people.
I'm surprised that you did not get, seriously, a Zodiac.
Well,
those are, you know,
I was looking for cheap, and this dude was willing to trade my mountain bike for it.
Your mountain bike.
Yeah, plus some cash, you know. So it's not really.
I had a Zodiac before.
Oh, you
I first
did?
Got here. Yeah, and then I sold it to Bob Belongi, who.
I love Zodiacs.
I think they're great boats. I love Zodiacs because you can take them anywhere.
Yeah.
But they're
heavier than they look.
Oh, yeah. But still, I mean, it's on a little trailer. You can take it back and just roll it out. One person can handle it.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets up on its plane real quick. As you know.
Well, this was like, this boat is like the starter kit for Ted. Let's see if I like boating. If I don't like boating, I'll trade some dude in running back for my mountain
bike.
Are
you going to fish? Start fishing?
No, I want to get on the islands out in the middle of, the Sacramento River between Red Bluff and Cottonwood and hunt them. Plus, I want to hunt, you know, off the lakes and stuff like that. I just want a way to get around better.
Well, you know what? I know people who have hunted Lake Shasta.
Yeah, sure.
And there's bears coming down there and deer.
All of it.
They're not really looking out there for boats.
You know? No, they don't care. They see boats all day.
Yeah.
So I bought it for that. And let's see, what does it need? It needs me to get a license to run it. I know that. I got to get a boater card.
You got to get a boater card?
I got to get a boater card.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
cool.
That reminds me.
It's like $10 or something.
It reminds me of this email I got from a friend. That we're going to talk about when we get back from this break about how he was trying to do the right thing in a license to get an addendum or whatever it is they put on your license to do something.
Right.
So he could haul his house or his RV.
Right.
Wait till you hear this. I can't read the whole thing because you'll just start crying. And he has offered... And we're going to talk about it when we get back. $500 donation to Haven Humane if somebody else goes down there and they have the same problem.
So we're going to talk.
Oh yeah.
About that.
Well, we'll hit that when we get back.
This is, I mean, when you read it, you just go, oh my God. And yeah. Anyway, we'll
senseless.
Do this. We'll be right back. All man right. up with Ted Lighty and Carl Bach.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
I like that. Who's that? Baby. Who's that, baby?
Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, yeah. I love Mr. Brooks.
Do you remember My Maria, that song they did?
Yeah.
I just really liked that song. It was 2000 and I'm going to say 3 because I was going back into Iraq on a contract there. And I'd already been on one contract and had come out for a couple weeks so I could go to Sturgis.
Right.
And then came back. And I just remember that song. It was being played everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's a great country duo right there. I love Brooks and Dunn.
This is Carl Bond. I'm here with Ted Lighty, my brother. And we were talking about something right before we left about something, a horror story that a friend of mine went through. And here it is. I'm gonna boil it down. He bought a fifth wheel. They're retired. And it was over 10,000 pounds, but under 15,000 pounds. And he found out because of the weight and size, he needed an endorsement on his Class C.
All right.
I mean, how many people do you know that does that? Probably none.
None.
Very few. If it were bigger, then you need a non-commercial Class A. I wanted to be legal and correct. I tried to do it online, but that was impossible. Went to the DMV. Spent 5 hours there. Took 2 different tests. Spoke to 6 different people to include a supervisor. No one could tell me how to get this endorsement or what test I needed to take. I was given a full runaround, but this is not
a DMV horror story, although it was. This is the moral of the story. I was finally told by the second to last person I spoke to, they actually do not know how to do this endorsement. But there was one lady that did, so he went to that window. They admitted they think they have done this endorsement three times in the last 7 years that she's worked there. The test is not an option on the test computers. That was my complaint because they said take the test on there, and it wasn't on there, and there was no instructions to follow. But nobody looked at it to see what he was talking about. Anyway, so they end up printing the test, and he takes it with a pencil. Now, they have a rule, law, that tells you to get this endorsement. But getting it, at least at the Redding DMV, is almost impossible. At this point, I'm not even sure I completed the task. Everyone I've talked to says I'm dumb to have even bothered. But it's supposed to be at $36 in a simple test, so why not? I think it's good to be legal.
Sure, I like
Here's
that.
His challenge. I want to see if it was just me. Now, this is a very bright guy. He's run a very successful business.
Right.
He is not slow by any means. Is it something I screwed up and took 4.5 hours at our local DMV, or is the actual process that difficult? Because if it is, that's a serious flaw that needs to be fixed. And when I spoke to the supervisor about this, I was basically told, just follow the instructions. And there were no instructions. He will donate $500 to Haven Humane if anyone that is currently driving a trailer that should have this endorsement but doesn't, like everyone I know, can go down to the local DMV and simply get this endorsement and report back to you their experience, either good or bad. I honestly think it's an issue because, like the motorcycle endorsement, the testing and knowledge will only make everyone safer. So he's going down to Red Bluff next week with his wife to see if they can get hers, hoping it'll be easier.
So I just looked it up. In California, if you're driving an RV with a gross vehicle weight rating over 10,000 pounds, you generally need what's called a non-commercial class
yeah.
A license.
Yeah.
This applies to fifth wheel trailers exceeding 15,000 pounds or bumper pull trailers over 10,000 pounds.
Yeah. So whatever
there
it is.
There is something.
Yeah, it is.
But they just don't know how to do it, huh?
Well, she said, I've only seen it three times in 7 years. So, I mean, I don't know anybody that's done it except Martin. So, anyway, Martin, we've talked about it, and I'll talk about it again tomorrow for a few minutes. See if we can get anybody to go. I thought about just going down there and do it myself, even if I don't have the trailer, just right. to see if it's.
Spend the $36 bucks to see what's going on. But I don't know why that surprises anybody. There's nothing that runs
well
that the state manages, right? I mean, is there one thing that runs well that the state manages? I mean, let's think about it.
We should. It's like New York.
I mean, I don't want to paint with a broad brush here.
Not a broad brush.
No. I mean, the only thing that runs well that I think the federal government manages is the Department of Defense. Other than that, I don't think it managed well at all.
I tell you what, the FCC, 15 years of dealing with the FCC.
They run pretty well?
Very pleasurable. They're cool. They are. And I tell everybody that. The FCC has never been, they're very helpful. You got a question, they'll answer it. One guy, he wanted to tell me everything. The only thing I wanted to do was get off the phone because he'd already answered it. But he was being so pleasant. I just sit there.
Oh, I got no problem with that. No,
I know. I know you don't have a problem. If somebody's talking to Ted, he'll sit there and listen.
Oh, I know. I love it.
For hours.
I know. People are.
I'm standing out in the sun with Brian, and you're in the air conditioned office just chit chatting and everything with that gentleman.
Yeah. at the mission. Yeah, that was fantastic. That was a fun day.
Yeah.
So right along those same lines, I went to an appointment on, it must have been Monday or so. And we were talking about, the deer draw, right? And I didn't get anything in the deer draw this year because I always shoot for the moon. I want some great hunt, and I never get it. And then I tried to get a C-zone tag as my second, didn't get that either. So I just didn't get a tag. I got no tag. But, in order to get in the draw, you have to buy one tag. So you got to go figure out how to get a tag because I didn't win anything and they didn't send you anything. So I'm talking to him. He goes, we should just go over down on Locust Street to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and tell them your issue. And they'll tell you what tags they have left
if they have any, and you can buy a tag at the California Department of Fish and Wildlife over on Locust Street, you know, by Locust in Athens, right?
Yeah,
you know what
yeah.
that is?
Oh, no, it's the one that's always closed.
Well, that's my story. So I believed him. I believed him. So I got in my truck, and I'm feeling, hey, man, I'm going to get something taken care of right now. I'm going to go get me a B-zone tag. I'm going to get my boat running, and I'm going to hunt all over Lake Shasta and Trinity Lake for this deer season, right? It's in September through October, and I'll have a couple weekends in there. I can do it, so I'm going to do it. So I drive right up into the CDFW parking lot there on Locust, and the first thing I noticed is I can park wherever I wanted. Now, I had checked it on the internet, and it said it was open from 9 to 5 that day. So I thought, okay, well, whatever. All them law enforcement officers and all their staff must be out just saving the deer and the elk and all that kind of stuff, or planting wolves or whatever it is they do.
Whatever they do.
So I get out of my truck, and I walk in. First thing I notice is there's not a light on in the place. And I thought, well, that's weird. I walked up to the door. The hours say 9 to 5. I look inside. I don't see anybody. I reach over, pull open the door. It's open.
Oh, it is.
So I walked on in. There's nobody there. And I thought, well, okay. So I walk over to the counter. It says, ring bell for service. So I reached over and ding, rang that bell and stood there in this dark lobby. Here comes some nice lady right out of her office. And she said, hi, can I help you? I said, oh, yeah. I gave her my sad story. I didn't draw anything, blah, blah, blah. She goes, oh, we don't do that here anymore. I said, you don't do that here anymore? You don't, like, sell licenses and all? She goes, oh, no, we don't do any of that. You have to go to a retailer. I said, man, how long have you been doing that? And, I mean, she looked me dead in the eye without a bit of shame and said, oh, since COVID.
Oh, yeah. I said, yeah. They closed down
there was
COVID
nobody
and
there.
Never opened again.
There was nobody there. It was empty. That whole place was, I mean, like, and the lady was nice as pie. I didn't have any choice but to be nice as pie back and thought, well, I'm going to go down to Sportsman's or wherever and get a B-zone tag if they have any left. But at the end of the day, I thought, man, I wonder what the taxpayer inefficiency of this place is right now. I mean, if
how much
working,
are we paying? One for the building, electricity, and then.
And you didn't lay anybody off. Everybody's fully paid.
What did they do there now, then?
I have no idea. Maybe someone could call in. Hey, if you're one of our 12 listeners, I want you to call in.
Yeah.
Paul, find out. I know Paul's listening. He listens to us all the time. Paul, find out what
Sean
they do there.
To. Yeah, and Davey, tomorrow, this is your mission. Find out what the fish and game department down here in town, you know, are they open? What do they do? What is their mission there? Since they're not selling tags.
No.
And they don't sell licenses there. So what are they doing there? This could be a... This could be a bridge too far.
Oh yeah, frankly. That is true.
Yeah, I don't want you to spend 12 hours on it. Okay,
hey, cursory check. Dave, if you called them and asked them, that'd be a start.
Oh,
let's
call
them on the air.
Just walking into it and saying, you know, I remember when a place used to be really.
Oh,
busy.
There was a line out the door.
Yeah. What do y'all do here? And then I'm sure she'd tell you.
She's gonna look like none of your business, peasant. Get out. We're the government. We're the boss.
We're here to help.
Yeah, we're the boss, you know. We're working on our wolf transplant program. What are you talking about? Don't you love the wolves? We're working on our wolf transplant
you
program.
You know, remember when they made the wolves an endangered species, even though there were no wolves in California? I talked to one of the guys on the Fish and Game Commission, you know, the civilians on it. And he was kind of their secretary. Well, he'd been he's a retired fish and game guy. And he said, for this wolf thing, I said, there's no wolves and they're making them endangered, so it means you can't touch them. And he goes, oh, yeah. He said, you should have seen the public meeting I went to.
Oh, what a
He said, man. People were dressed like wolves. They were bringing babies dressed like wolves. And, I mean, he said it was remarkable. And you could just tell he was just like, heck, what is going on? And then immediately after they said yes, we had wolves start showing up in California.
I watched a podcast of a representative from the CDFW biologist type. And, I mean, he was absolutely 100% saying on the podcast, hey, look, the wolves were here first. You guys got to learn how to deal with it. Where they're coming back and we're going to protect
these wolves.
Them. Until they come back. Oh, I know.
These are not the gray wolves that used to be here, the Mexican gray wolf type,
right,
which are smaller and less aggressive. These are Canadian crazy.
And of course, you know, we didn't run them out. They were dead when we got here. The Mexican and the Mexicans and the Spanish killed all the wolves.
Yeah, I'm sure they killed a lot. But even then, it's like, you've got to learn to get along with them. Well, fine. The way we got along with them was that they killed our stock.
We killed them.
We killed them. And you don't have to kill them all, but you should be able to, you know, mitigate your losses.
I don't have anything against a wolf, but I feel bad for a cattleman.
Let me tell you,
here's the thing. In the early days, 1600, 1700, even 1800s and early 1900s, those wolves chased wild animals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't chase them now. It's just, unless they're in Yellowstone, it's just easier to chase a cow that's penned up.
Yeah. And so, they're not as fast. They're not as dangerous.
They can get as many as they want.
And they've got a lot of calves out there. Yeah. And, oh, yeah, let's just go out and get. And then the mother wolf, or the pack's teaching the young wolves to hunt cattle.
Oh, they don't go in the wild. Yeah, they teach the young wolves
and
to hunt them.
I feel for ranchers and farmers out there because, you know, we talk, you know, cattle, sheep. Now they're coming in closer, and that's what people, you know, they don't have a lot of fear.
Well, you know, quite frankly, and I think everybody knows this, wolf, human, like the incidence of a wolf killing a person is almost non-existent.
Yeah, it's very rare.
But at the end of the day, they're still killing cattle that are making $10,000 a piece once they start having those babies over the years, you know.
And when they're being bothered by the wolves and they're moving all the time,
they lose weight.
They lose weight and they don't get pregnant,
right?
Because they're under stress all the time. So
now, I don't have the solution, but I'm just saying you can't sit around and say there's not a problem.
There is a problem, and there's got to be a happy medium in here. It's, you know what, you know, you put up the lights and you put up all these scent areas and you put up these
flags on the daggum.
But guess what? A wolf's pretty smart, and after when they look at it for a while,
they figure it out.
Well, yeah, it doesn't hurt me.
Just like a dog.
Yeah, I'll just go over and pee on it and keep going.
Yep. Then I'm going through it. I'm going to look at it for 3 or 4 weeks, but after that, I'm going to go right through it.
We got to take a break. We're going to come back. And I was thinking, because I listened to our ad the other day, which is 3 or 4 years old. And
we've been doing this for 3 or 4 years?
Something like that.
Hey.
And I was thinking about the, you know, we said we'd even talk about cooking.
Cooking?
Cooking. And that's exactly what you said, cooking?
Yeah, cooking, really.
Cooking sometime?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you my cooking story when we come back.
And we'll go for that.
I got
we'll
a cooking right story. Back. Okay, bye.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway, looking for adventure, in whatever comes our way. Yeah, gotta go away if it happens.
Hey, Redding. Save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
At the Community Foundation of the North State, we believe strong communities start with generosity and connection. As a grant-making public charity for over 25 years, we link people who care with causes that matter, supporting education, the arts, health, and more across the North State. Together, we're creating a lasting impact right here at home. The Community Foundation of the North State. Local giving, powerful results. Visit cfnorthstate.org to learn more. A proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
That is what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Welcome back to Man Up with Ted Lighty and Carl Bott. We are, our wingman is in Montana doing something with bows.
Yeah, you know, he's always doing something.
For sheep.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, so Linda went to Texas and with her girlfriends.
Yep.
With Judy Maxwell, who is a Texas girl, as you know. And her, Judy's family kind of converged down there in, Canton, Texas. And she said her brother, you know, she says, first of all, her family is so cool. You know, I mean, they all get together. So obviously they all love each other and everybody's laughing and all this. Well, her brother fixes a brisket, cooks it for like 8 hours.
Nice.
She said it was one of the best things she's ever tasted. But then the next day, he did like, it's called an effilet. It's out of, it's a Louisiana dish. It's kind of like a boil where they put in, you know, corn and potatoes fish and shrimp and, crawdads and all that kind of stuff. And she said, she said it was fantastic. So she brought home the seasoning packets and then there's this bottle of liquid that you add to this. So I'm going to try that out. Now, you being my brother, I would invite you to this, except you don't eat anything that has any type of fish to go along with it.
No, I don't eat fish at all.
Lobster, shrimp.
Well, I can stomach all of that. I just don't like fish. Fish smells fishy, man, to me.
How about oysters?
It's like, oh, no chance of that.
Well, how about oysters with mushrooms on them?
You know, no, it's completely disgusting. Obviously, it's a texture thing with me, right? But I think it's healthy. To be honest with you, I think it's healthy to have to not like that kind of texture. I got to tell you.
I don't think mushrooms are that bad for you.
I'm not saying they're bad for you, but there are lots of things with the texture of a mushroom that is bad for you, and I don't want to make a mistake in a dark place where I'm eating, in a dark dining area.
And you die. I just saw where some lady poisoned 3 or 4 people, her ex-husband and his wife, with mushrooms that she had gathered.
See?
Yeah.
See? I don't want to make that mistake. The way I look at it is, look, some of them will kill you. If one gets mixed into whatever you're eating with mushrooms, it's not going to be me that dies. I'm going to look at you and say, hey, man, I've told everybody, do not eat those things.
Don't eat mushrooms. Yeah. That's right.
I mean, you know, they manage the fish that come out of San Francisco Bay. They only want you to eat like a pound of it in your life. Well, why would you eat any fish at all? There could be a mistake made there and you could die. Mercury poisoning.
Yeah, they're telling you don't eat too much tuna because of mercury.
Right. Well, I don't eat tuna either.
I don't eat tuna that
much. I'm in good shape.
Yeah.
When they start.
You don't eat tuna anyway.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't eat any of that stuff. You know, when they start putting out the mercury, you know.
Well, what if you go fishing and you catch a fresh trout right out of Lake Shasta? Would you eat that?
No.
No. Okay.
Mm-mm. No chance.
By the way, you've got this new boat now.
I know, man.
That you're going to use for hunting.
I'm so stoked.
I know. Are you going to, like, put a ghillie suit around it so it's camouflaged so you can kind of sneak into the coves?
I might. I haven't quite got it lined. All I know is that it runs. I made him run it for me. And then I hauled it home in the back of my I pulled it in the trailer. I got the trailer too, man.
Got the trailer too.
Trailer and boat.
For your mountain bike?
Mountain bike plus $2,000. What's the problem?
No problem with me, but you're going to be teaching the rest of your life.
I'm going to be teaching, probably I'm going to be teaching the rest of my life. That's okay. Oh, you want to hear my cooking story? So you're going to make this Eufalia or whatever it's called? Eufalia, whatever it's called?
Yeah, I probably will, but if I invited you, you wouldn't eat it, so I probably cooked you a steak or something while the rest of us ate.
Just buy a box of Captain Crunch and a half a gallon of milk. I'll eat that too. I love that.
That's true. You're good at that.
I love that. I eat it right. But Seth will buy me a box of Captain Crunch and just leave it in the classroom. I'll eat it right out of the box with my hands while I'm working. But anyway, let me tell you my cooking story.
Okay, we got three and a half minutes.
I have been cooking.
Okay.
My good friend, Wes Strickland, his wife, Taylor Strickland, you know, we're good friends. Mm-hmm. And you've met, you know, Wes.
Yeah.
She started making sourdough bread and bringing me a loaf every week.
Oh.
And giving it to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're good friends. So what I started to end up doing was I started taking that bread. I'd put it on the counter on a cutting board.
Yeah.
And I'd leave it out with honey and butter. And every time I got hungry during the day, I'd just walk and cut a slice off and throw it in the toaster. That's me cooking, right?
Yeah.
So I threw it in the toaster, get it out, cut it in half, slather it with butter.
Right.
Slather it with honey.
Yes.
Eat it, and I'm totally satisfied and go on with my life, right? Well, the problem was when I'd go play hockey in the evening, I'd get dizzy. Like, I'd get lightheaded, and I'd go taking off down the rink, and after the play, I'd be like, oh, I'm about to fall over. Of course, I'm not telling anyone that because I don't want to get kicked out of the team.
Yeah.
So I made an appointment with my doctor. I said, hey, doc, I got an issue here. I said, I'm dizzy all the time. He goes, well, let's do some. So he does an EKG, blood, all this other stuff, right? Goes over my blood work, that kind of stuff. He says, well, I don't see anything wrong with you. Let's start looking at some other things. We talked about my mental state, you know, because I guess I could, you know, make you dizzy and all that. He goes, well, let's talk about your diet. He goes, what have you been eating? I said, I've been eating bread. He goes, bread? Okay, good. What kind? I said, I've been eating sourdough. He goes, oh, that's good. He goes, what else? I said, nothing I can think of. Except for the bread. He goes, well, dude, you got to eat something more than the bread. I said, oh, I love
it. You mean you weren't eating anything else but the bread?
Oh, no. I was just cutting off bread and eating it like six times a day.
Well, and
I ate a loaf.
No,
that
will fill you up.
Oh, I was full.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with Wooten's from Wooten's Honey, man. They give me honey all the time, you know. And the butter, I was eating a cube of butter about once every day and a half, probably. Nailing that bread. But you know the thing about it was I didn't put
Do you ever eat like a salad?
No, I just ate the bread. Period. End of story. And I felt great, except for when I went to exercise. I guess I was peeking out my blood sugar level.
I guess so.
Yeah, I loved it, man. That bread is something to. I mean, I'm just.
I thought you were going to tell me that you liked it so much you were going to learn how to bake it.
I'm going to bring you over a loaf of it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Oh, you are. Going
I love sourdough.
Can you make that bread? And you know, the thing about it was easy. I had a toaster on the counter. I had a cutting board, a loaf of sourdough, butter, and honey just sitting right there. It never got put away. I would just go over, cut it, heat it, and do it, and eat it, and be happy.
I want to finish the last minute and a half. Your new dog. In case you don't know this, Ted, when we were at a fundraiser, ends up buying a golden retriever puppy and with Lisa standing on her chair yelling, no, no, you,
I just kept throwing up my hand. Bring me that puppy. I don't care.
And so he took a puppy home with him that night.
Yes, I did.
And her name is Ginger, and she is just a cutie.
Yep. Ted Ogilvie bought her brother.
Oh, that's right.
Angus,
he bought Angus.
Named after, you know.
That's right.
Angus Young.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, nothing says I'm about to get a divorce like walking through Walmart at 10:30 at night buying wee-wee pads. Oh, my wife was beside herself.
Oh, I know she was. I know she was. And she says, because she works, she's got a real important job, but she can do it remotely.
Right.
And that's what she does. She says, well, you're leaving the puppy with me during the day. Well, yeah, I've got to work. No!
She drew a line in the sand, man. That dog goes everywhere with me.
That's what I was going to say.
She's at the gun range all day. She's at the gun range all day. That gunfire does not bother her one bit. Of course, I don't put her out in the middle of the range.
No, of course.
She's in the, she's in the classroom, but she's fine with it, man. That dog is happy as could be. Of course, you know, my beautiful, nice truck, dog prints mud.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, throw up, pee, poop.
Yeah, you know, Buford, he sheds a Pomeranian a day with the hair in the back of Linda's car, in the back of my truck. It's, hair.
Now, he doesn't throw up or pee like your dog does.
Well, because she's a puppy.
She's just
better.
A puppy. She'll get over it.
But you know what? She loves to sit on my lap and while I'm driving and look out the window.
Oh, you know what? I can. You know what? You're such a softie.
Oh, I am.
Hey, we got to run, my friends. Tomorrow morning on Free Fire Radio, we have Valor Oncology and a few other things going. Y'all have a good night, and God bless America.
See you guys.
Brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.